From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Today, Venezuela convened a new and many say illegal legislative assembly designed to give the socialist government dictatorial powers. In Miami, Florida Senator Bill Nelson convened a gathering of Venezuelan exiles to discuss what to do about it. WLRN spoke with him. At Miami-Dade College in downtown Miami, Senator Bill Nelson met with Venezuelan expats to hear what they want to tell President Trump. Their message? The U.S. has to get the world on board to squeeze the Venezuelan regime's finances. Nelson told WLRN one challenge is that powers like China and Russia and many Latin American countries can't be counted on to go along.
It's going to be difficult to knit those nations together, but the United States government ought to try it. And that's what my recommendation is going to be.
Nelson had suggested the U.S. should cut off at least some oil imports from Venezuela. Expat leaders fear the economic pain that could cause Venezuelans back home, but they didn't entirely discard the notion.
Maybe it's just a negotiating point. One of the recommendations here was stop the payments for the Venezuelan oil.
Venezuela's economy is already in collapse. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.